Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series called Guardrails. We're walking through the Ten Commandments, and we were at commandment number 8 this Sunday, which says, "You shall not steal." And I kind of joked with our folks. I put up on the screen, you know, here's the big idea for today. Don't take other people's stuff. Okay, right, let's be done. And I think sometimes when we see "you shall not steal," that's kind of where our minds go, is right? Like, well, of course, don't take other people's stuff. That's pretty generally accepted. But like with all the commandments, the Ten Commandments really pierce through our words and our behaviors, really to our hearts. It's more about our hearts than it is our behaviors. And so we sort of zoomed out. We looked in the New Testament, and we saw how in the logic of the New Testament, as you see the story of the gospel unfold, it's that God is such a generous God, right? That he so loved the world that he gave his only son, and Jesus gave his only life. That what Jesus wants to do in our lives, and I owe this phrase, this kind of insight to some extent to Jen Wilkin. Jen Wilkin, in her book, The 10 Words, she says, let's remember that God's chief goal in our lives is not just to get us to not be thieves, right? The end product isn't, hey, you know, we've been saved by Christ and now we're just non-thieves. She says, no, it's really, the way I phrased it is, God wants to transform us from a taking mentality to a giving mentality, from takers to givers. And that's not just like financially. Yes, it's financial. It's giving of your treasure, but it's also giving of your time, giving of your talents. And this is rooted in the gospel itself, understanding that, man, before Christ, one of the ways our sinfulness expresses itself is that we're just takers. Whether it's actually stealing from someone else, I mean, taking their physical property, which certainly is wrong and we shouldn't do that, it's also a mentality of just, you know, consumer. I'm always looking for what am I getting out of it? And we talked about some practical applications, right? You know, you go to life group or you go to Sunday morning and it's just sort of always like, well, I'm not getting anything out of it. Or what am I getting out of it? And how, as you begin to walk with Jesus, he begins to really flip that on its head to where you're saying, well, not just what do I get out of it? I mean, I certainly hope you get something out of it, but like, what can I give to my group? What can I give to my church family? How can I give of my talents, my treasures, my time to make this better, to help others, to not just be a consumer, but to be a producer? And we went to Ephesians chapter 1. We looked at multiple passages in the scriptures, right? But one is Ephesians 1, verse 3. And I said, it's so crucial that we understand what we have in Christ. If God is going to take us from and transform us from the taker mentality to the giver mentality, that, man, I recognize how blessed I am. I want to be a blessing to others. Then it starts with recognizing how blessed we are. And Ephesians 1:3 says this, "Blessed be the Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with," and here's the phrase, "every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." And Paul goes on to tell us that in him, like, what is it that we have in Christ? In him, we have adoption, right? We've been adopted into the family of God. In him, we have redemption. We've been saved from our sins, bought back from our sin. We have the forgiveness of sins. We have an inheritance in Christ, eternal life with Jesus forever. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit in Christ. And so the phrase I gave to our folks is, man, in all the things that truly matter, every Christian is insanely rich. Like, we are rich in all the things that truly matter. We are blessed in all of the things that truly matter. And so we recognize, man, in Christ, we have everything that we need, everything we could truly want. Total satisfaction and joy is found in him. And so it frees us from being people who say, man, I want to take from others. It's all about me. To being someone who can say, man, I recognize that I have everything in Christ and I don't deserve any of it. And I realize I've been blessed that I might be a blessing to others. So instead of just, you know, what can I take from others? You're really saying, what can I give to others as a reflection of the way in which God has given to me? Of seeing and understanding the gospel and understanding, man, I have every spiritual blessing in Christ. I am so beyond blessed. Oh Lord, would you take me and help me to be someone who's ready to share with others, to share of my resources, the financial resources you've given me, to share of the time that you've given me, of the talents that you've given me, the skills that you've given me. I want to be a producer, someone who's walking in the abundant life that Jesus promised and helps bring life and joy and hope and peace to those around me. It's not about just not stealing. It is that, right? Don't steal from one another, but also moving into that, Lord, we recognize we're blessed to be a blessing to others, to be someone that's providing for, caring for, and giving to others. Hope you'll take a moment and reflect on that this morning. I want to pray for you, and then take a moment just to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, I ask forgiveness in my own life. We live in a culture that God so often is encouraging us to be the consumer, the taker, and just always sort of saying, well, what's in it for me? And Father, I ask forgiveness for the times that I have done that. Father, you have given us every spiritual blessing in Christ. And so, Father, will you continue to transform my heart, transform all of us who are listening right now from that taker mentality to the giver mentality to say, Lord, we recognize all that we've been given in Christ. May we embrace that, celebrate it, and then be a blessing to those around us as we take the good news of the gospel to them. Lord, we love you and we praise you and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.